This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Later today, Iraq will hand over to United Nations weapons inspectors a declaration of that nation's weapons programs, past and present. Now, Iraq, of course, must meet a December 8th deadline to turn over what's characterized as a full and frank declaration. Reportedly, the document that some reporters have seen today exceeds more than 11,000 pages. Journalists have been afforded the opportunity to see that document but not read the declaration. That small group includes our Anne Gerrels, who's on the line from Baghdad. Annie, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, good evening, my time.
Good evening, your time. And what's this vast document look like?
Well, there's volume upon volume of information. It's each volume labeled chemical, nuclear, or biological. As you mentioned, you couldn't see what the contents were, merely the labels. And more than 12,000 pages, there was a sign there saying 11,807 pages plus 352 pages of supplements, and there were CD-ROMs. So it's a lot of material.
Now, I understand that Hussam Mohammed Amin, who's the head of the Iraqi National Monitoring Directorate, spoke with you.
He addressed the reporters there, and he declared, as we expected him to, that Iraq is empty of weapons of mass destruction. He reiterated, Iraq has no weapons of mass destruction, and he went on to say, if the U.S. has minimum levels of fairness and bravery, it should accept the report. Now, of course, the Bush administration has already made it clear it believes that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. It has already said in advance of this report it would be unsatisfactory if they did not admit this, although the U.S. has not presented conclusive evidence to support its charges.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it would be possible for Mr. Amin to make that characterization of what's in the report, but yet still there be some information that could lead people to stores of weapons or former stores of weapons, wouldn't it?
Well, that's right. It's expected that the report's going to cover the 1991 to 1988 history of the UN inspections, that first round of inspections, when UN inspectors basically pushed the Iraqis to admit that they had weapons. Mm-hmm. They've still got some questions from those past inspections. Their numbers don't quite tally up. Inspectors also hope that in the list of dual-use items that Iraq is presenting, it has to give information about all its chemical, biological, and nuclear programs, military or not. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, things like chlorine, which can be used for gas, or it can be used for sewage plants. Inspectors in the past have found clues in the Iraqi declarations, and they're hoping they might find some more clues where they might look in the future. They're also, of course, waiting for the United States to present its information. So far, the inspectors have been going to old sites they knew about that had been to in the past. They're saying, look, if the U.S. has intelligence about current weapons programs, tell us so we can go find those sites. It wasn't in the U.S. interest to declare show its hand before today. It's basically set a trap for the Iraqis. You know, show us your weapons. We're not going to tell you what we know. But now the inspectors are saying, you know, we need more information to proceed.
Mm-hmm. And how soon can the documents be expected to reach New York and the Security Council?
Well, it's kind of anticlimactic. It's going to take a long time. First of all, part of the documents dealing with nuclear materials go to Vienna, to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN's nuclear watchdog. The rest concerning biological and chemical weapons go straight to New York. But first, only the inspectors are going to see documents. They've got to weed out information that could possibly help countries make their own weapons. As one UN official said, we don't want to be handing out a weapon cookbook. Mm-hmm. So the documents also have to be translated, they've got to be copied, and only then will they be distributed to members of the Security Council, including the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to have to pour through a lot of detail.
Now, Annie, we're turning to former U.N. Weapons Inspector Terrence Taylor after speaking with you, but just in the 30 seconds or so we have left, Saddam Hussein is going to address the people of Kuwait tonight, not Iraq, but the people of Kuwait, although I suppose the Iraqis will be tuned in too. Do you have any idea what he's expected to say?
No, this was quite a surprise. It was just announced. I can only surmise that Saddam Hussein has taken a more conciliatory stance of late. This week, He said that he was willing to cooperate with the inspectors. Of course, he doesn't admit he has weapons of mass destruction. So it's quite possible that he's going to be reaching out to the Kuwaitis who he invaded in 1990-91.
Annie Gerrels, speaking with us from Baghdad. Anne, thanks very much.
You're welcome.